U.S. Senator Mike Rounds says Congress hopes to have a health care overhaul bill signed by the president in September. Rounds says that's enough time to establish new rules as the insurance marketplace opens in January. But an association of South Dakota hospitals wants the state's delegation to vote against the bill. South Dakota Public Broadcasting's Lee Strubinger reports.
United States Senate Republicans are delaying a vote on their proposed health care overhaul bill. U.S. Senator Rounds says lawmakers don't want to rush it through the chamber. He says leaders are tweaking the bill before sending it back to the Congressional Budget Office for a new score. Rounds says the bill does not decrease Medicaid dollars for South Dakota.
That change actually still allows for an actual real increase in the payments on Medicaid during that same time period as well. So while it is a reduction in what we're putting into Medicaid as estimated, that does not mean that we're not continuing to put more in over the next 10 years than what we are today. So you got to put it in perspective as well.
The Republican legislation uses the Consumer Price Index to determine Medicaid funding for states. Scott Duke is the president of the South Dakota Association of Healthcare Organizations. He says the new formula gives states 2% less than current law. He says that rate will devastate South Dakota.
2% off of our already low base rate, compounding over a 10-year period, our analysis showed that it could be as much as $8.8 billion less to the state over a 10-year period.
Duke says the Healthcare Organization Association opposes both the House and Senate Republican healthcare overhauls. United States senators expect to vote on their bill following the congressional 4th of July break. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Lee Strubinger in Rapid City.